Okay, so today's daf is daf Samach Hey. I wanted to just start by the Kufa, but we're not there. So where are we? We're now by. Oh, okay. So what happened was we had all these limudim from Imhi Matzei Timatzei Biyado Hagineva that we learned out the past couple of days. The problem was, I'm not going to go through those. You can look at the sheet, but I'm not going to go through those. The problem was is that. How can you learn anything else we need it for the following limud, right? The pasuk says the brisa says it says himatzei matzei hagneva biyada, right? Where's the yada? It says himatzei timatzei hamibayel lechadasanya. The brisa says yado, right? It says im biyado hagneva. There's another post that says that it's biyado, that you only chayiv if it's in your hand, that you stole it actually with your hand. But how about if it was, the gneva was somehow done via your gag, your chatzer, or your karpirif, which is like an outdoor courtyard, minayin, that even if you're calling the gneva in that chatzer, that it's still considered a gneva, tamalomer im himatzei timatzei mikol makom. If it's found, anywhere. So you don't do a mice, you don't do the kinyan with your hand. Rashi and Tosis point out that you hit the animal with its you hit the animal with a stick, and then the animal walks into your area, and then you close the fence. So you did the kinyan chatzer, but the kinyan was done with the chatzer, wasn't done with your hand. That's a kinyan, still a kinyan. So as long as you create the kinyan, then that's the pasuk telling you create the kinyan, then you're chayav for the geneva. So im kain. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that basically say that you're limited. How can you learn anything out from that pasuk? You learn it out from this geneva for gago chatzir bekarpi faso. So the Gemara says im kain. If we just teach you one thing, lemakra ohi matzei he matzei. It should use the same language. A pasuk says he matzei timatzei. So Gemara says it should say either he matzei or timatzei timatzei. Midashani kra, from the fact that the pasuk changes the language from he matzei to timatzei, the hey to the tough. So then, Shumami Natarti, you can learn out. Not, you learn out from the change of the language. And you learn from the pasuk, from the words itself, and therefore you can learn out multiple items from that pasuk. Okay. Now we get to the goof of the parak. So just a brief introduction. So we're going to talk about the payments of payments that happen when there is. I took notes. Talk about the payment that happens when there is a geneva. So you have basically potentially three types of payment. You have the keren, obligations to return the principal. You have a kefel, which is basically a twofold principle, and in certain instances you'll have a payment of dollar of hay, four or five times, right? If you sell a shorsa and you sheft it or you sell it. So the question we're going now is, what's the determination of the value that you have to pay? If the item is be'en, it exists, most Rishonim, except for the Tosis Rid hold, that you just give back the item as it is. You pay in kind, you're done. What happens if the item is no longer here? So then what's the valuation? So the Gemara is going to say that you pay the keren, the valuation is based on the time of the theft. But the Gemara now makes a distinction between the keren, value of the keren and the value of the kefil. So Pasha, she would have thought that the kefil just means twice the keren. You value the keren, and then you double that to pay the kefil. That's not the case, though. So you see that the chiv of the keren is gauged by the shas geneva, but the chiv kefil is not determined until the hamada bedin, a later time period when it comes to din. So it's clear that kefil is not simply double the keren. Okay, so let's start. Gufa, as we saw yesterday, Amar Rav. Rav says, there is a chilik between the tashlumen that's done for the keren, which is ke'en shaganov, which is evaluated at the time of the geneva, v'tashlume kefil, the shlume abro chamisha, kishas hamad bedin. That is judged based on the value of the item at the time of the. Here it says Hamad Abedin, some say Gemar did, but the time that you're there's a verdict, I guess, at the time the court makes the determination. So my time of the Rav, what's the reason from Rav? Where does he get that? Amakra, the Pasuk says, Geneva v'chayim, right? The whole Pasuk was, Im himatzei timatzei biyado ha-geneva, mishor al-chamor atzei chayim. So Geneva v'chayim, Amakra, Amakra rachman ha-chayim b'geneva, why does it say life, or live by geneva? Achye, which sort of means like return or place. Achye le keren, place the keren ke'ein sheganav, at the place where you're ganav. That's the gzera. So the question though is, Rishonim ask, so you have two statements of Rav. Keren ke'ein sheganav, and tashlumi kefel, with al-vehei, kishas hamad bedin. Which, if either of these statements is a chiddush, or maybe neither, maybe both make sense. So Tosos, because Tosos starts it off, he says, Tosos Gufa, he says, V'im Tomar, V'may Kam Ashmalan. What's Rav coming to teach us? The Tosos Gufa, second line, V'im Tomar, V'may Kam Ashmalan, Mas Nisen Hi Bereisha Gosel Kamo. It's a famous Mishnah in Hagosel that you pay the Keren based on the time of the theft.
Keren or Kefron?
The Keren. Keren Shasa Geneva, but the time of the theft. Kefron Dal Vehe, Keshas Hamad Abedin. Right? So he says, because the Mishnah there says, Kol HaGazlanim, now granted that's a Gazlan, that's, and here we're talking about a Ganav, but they both have the same obligation of the Keren. So we're talking about the obligation of a Gazlan, that's Keren. Kol HaGazlanim, Mishalmim, Keshas Gzelim. Mishnah says, Prefers Mishnah, you pay Keshas Gzelim. So Tosa says, there is no Kiddush regarding the first statement of Rav, because that's already a famous Mishnah, right? And you look, if you go down the second wide line, it says, V'yesh lomar, to Ikar Rav, the main Kiddush of Rav, lo asu lashm unim, ela tashlume kefel, v'tashlume abru v'chamisha, kishas hamad abedin. The Ikar Kiddush to tell you that the kefel and the dalvehe are not simply double the keren. It's another type of payment, and it's valued at a different time. However, there's a Pnei Yoshua that says completely the opposite. Pnei Yoshua says, he says that the Dalai Vehe is Bashas Hamad Abedin, that's not a Kiddush. He says, Lefib Shuta Yeshu Farish, the Hadatashlumi Kefel, the Dalai Vehe, Misham Shas Hamad Abedin, Lot Sarichra. That you don't need a Pasuk for. The Milsa, the Pshitihi. It's Pashut that the Dalai Vehe goes by the Shas Hamad Abedin. Why? Because it's a knas. And when's there a knas? A knas is only when the din is filed, right? He says, Shari einach yiv shalem chal, el mishah hamad abedin ve'elech. And what's his proof? Because if before there's an obligation, there's the beis din tells you have to pay the knas, you're moded the knas, what's the rule? Potter. So if there was an obligation at point at T1, how could you be potter? He says, Mikami Hachim, before the beis din makes the rule, I modeh miftar. If he's modeh, he's miftar. The ikra krolu itzrich elamai the amak keren kein shaganov. So the chiddush is keren kein shaganov. That's the chiddush, and he makes sense also because the pasuk that we brought down was for keren, right? The pasuk was brought down.
Why would that be a chiddush? Why would that be a chiddush if I sold it today? Because once you know for a fact
that the kefel and the dalvet hay have to be done b'shas hamad b'din. So if you view everything as one large payment. The kefel has to be shasa mada bedin because there's no obligation prior to that, so everything's lumped together. Kamashman, we don't lump it together. That we separate. That could have been the zayla. But Tosos seems to hold that the chi of knas doesn't exist beforehand. Is Tosos here? Is Tosos in the sugi of Makos and Daf Hey? But so what's the nafkamina? Whether the knas exists before or not? Nafkamina always would be what if you tofis it. If someone goes ahead and takes it from the obligor, if he's not obligated yet, then you can't have to give it back to him. If he's already obligated, right? According to Tosfos, the right obligation exists already. If he's already obligated, then if you take it, it's yours because you have it's much better al raya. But if you tvisa, you can grab it. So there's a
that would be going to Maragana.
Why? Why are you going to Maragana if it's yours?
If you take it back.
Yeah, the bot takes it back. All right, Gordon Ben Aganov also does not pay kefil. We'll see that as well. There's a Rav Chanan who says that he proves that Tosfos, that we think that Knas, clear, not Knas only exists after the Hamad Abedin. But there's a Mishnah in Shvius, Rav Chanan points out, there's a Mishnah in Shvius that says that Shmita is Meshamet even Chiyuve Knas. Well, how can Shmita be Meshamet Chiyuve Knas if the Knas, Chiyuve Knas doesn't exist till right. Later? So Rav Chanan says, you see clear that the Shmita is Meshamet, you see here like the Knas, like Tosfos, the Knas exists. Knas exists in advance, but if that's the case, so then why is Moda B'Knas Potter? Right, you have the tension going back and forth. So, Rabbi Rosner once said in the name of Soloveitchik is that it's possible that in order that the Knas, the Kri of Knas, the Knas may exist, but in order for the Knas to get, I guess, come out and to be totally obligated, it has to be a punishment. Punishment only exists if it's inflicted from the outside. If you do a self-inflicted wound, it's not necessarily a punishment. So if you're modeh b'knas, so therefore you're potter. But even though, because it's when you're, even though you're obligated, you're only modeh b'knas, you're potter, even because the obligation exists. Okay, it could be that it could also be. I thought that maybe I thought Rabbi Rosner said that it could be that the knas is different because they're different type of knasos. You have what's called, you have these, what he called arbitrary knasos, and arbitrary knasos are like 30 for an eved or $100 for someone who's mochi shemra. There's no connection there between the payment and what you did. Here, and in chati nezek sroros, right? The knas is related. If you hold the chati nezek as a knas, the knas is related to what the action. Right here, you stole something. The knas is based off of what you stole. By chati nezek, the knas is the number makes sense. So maybe you make a chiluk and say that when do we say that the knas doesn't exist until shas amadus medin? Tosfos would say that that's in all these other knasos because it makes no sense to what happened, what you did now. But maybe Tosfos could say that when it comes to the knas of kefel, when it comes to the knas of chati nezek, those knasos, since they're related to the action, those might exist beforehand. Okay.
Excuse me, you said there's no self-inflicted punishment. How about the heinuyim?
What about the heinuyim? That's.
But then that way, when you fast or without.
Yeah, but that's completely unrelated to dine momenos.
No, but you said.
Yes, that's not dine momenos. It's completely off a different thing. That's not. First of all, it's not a punishment. It's a halacha. You have to do the heinuyim on Yom Kippur.
Right. But it's not a form of punishing yourself?
No, not at all. You have to inflict, it's not a punishment, it's a halacha, this is what you have to do on Yom Kippur. Right. Besides the fact that that is nothing related to dine momenos. Knas is a dine momenos. In order to be chayav for knas, the Salvation says that it has to be done to base and has to inflict it upon you. If you admit to it, it's not a punishment. That's by momenos.
All right.
Okay.
Can I say a dumb question? I'm giving an introduction.
No question.
This guy is a God-fearing Jew, not the guy who's captured by the Jewish police. Is it an armed robber? Like, what's the case here?
Well, armed robber would be a Goslem, no?
I'm saying, what's the case? Like,
guy's a thief.
A thief and gets caught by the
whoever catches him, witnesses, or he has a change. He has a change of heart, and now he wants to return it. If he does tshuva.
So
he's molded by knas. So he was molded.
Yeah, you mind it. So, right, so because he really wants his item, he can go into your house, take your cow, give you money, and it's a good sale. Did we say that a few days ago?
If you accept it, that was by a chamsen. You have to accept it.
You must
accept it. Yeah, if I say no, you say if kofin, you hit him until you say rotsa, then it's a good sale. But if I don't want it, no.
Usually we said I can force you to take.
No,
the money.
Only if I accept it. Was that was a toast? Was at the bottom over there? Okay, and therefore what? And therefore what? So, but he still has to pay you back. He still has to pay you back. Okay, there's no net gain for him. He still has an obligation to pay you back.
Then he can go
shecht. If he shechts, he has to pay you four or five times.
If it's a sale, I'm saying. What? If it's a legit sale, whatever. Then
well, he still has to pay. He still has to pay you for it.
Right.
He still has to pay you for it. Okay, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, I don't like what Rav said. Rav says, Karen Kane Shagarat, I should be all behave, Kshas Hamadam Adin. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amina, I thinking, Ki Nam Vishachiv Rav Amar Lai Shemaita. When Rav was sleeping, he must have been sleeping and dozing off when he said this rule. Because his rule doesn't make sense, we're going to bring Brysa now that Akash is on Rav. This Anya with the following Brysa. Kechusha Vishmina. Okay, the Ghana steals like a very skinny animal, Vishmina, and he fattens it up. He feeds it, whatever, he fattens it up. So the Bryce says, "Mishalim tashlumi kefel v'tashlumi arul chamisha ke'ein shaganav." He pays the value of the kefel, the value of the dal hay, is based on the time when he stole it, not based on the increase in the value. But you, Rav, said that dal kefel dal hay is paid based on the time that it's the mother bedin. So Amri is not can answer that. Mishum to Amalei, because there the Ghana can say, "Ana patimna v'achakalt." I fatten it up, and you get benefit from it. So that case, Rav agrees it doesn't apply. There are four possible situations for Rav. The possible situation is that the value went up because you increased the value. The value went down because you decreased the value. The value went up because of the market. The value went down because of the market. In the end, we're going to say that Rav only applies to one of those situations. Rav makes his blanket statement that only applies in 125% of the cases. So that's case number one, is where I made it. I increased the value. Right now, a question on the following. Tashma, Shmeina Bechisha. He buys a healthy cow. And then he steals a healthy cow, v'chisha, and then he works it hard, or he starves it, and he makes it skinny. Mishalme tashlumi kefil, tashlumi abri chamishik, ain't shaganav. He pays the kefil, and the dal, but hey, based on the time of the theft. Not based on the time, well, now I think it's better, because why should he benefit? Would be the what? Gemara says, I think, says something different. So, but according to Rav, you should pay the kefil and davar hay at the time of the hamad of bedin. So Gemara says, hasam nami mishim darmina lei, because we could say to the ganav, mali katla kula, mali katla palga. What's the difference if you kill part of it or if you kill all of it? So Rashi says, mali katla palga, hilkach. In other words, when you weaken something, it's like the first step towards death. Tosis argues, but we'll go with Rashi. It's the first step towards death. So hilkach my he shaita the achsha, from at the moment that you start making it weaker, aschalale tvicha. That's the beginning of the tvicha. That's the first moment of the tvicha. So that's when you're paying from. In other words, Rashi seems to say that Rav will say that is considered the shach. That is considered the shchita. That moment that you start making it weaker, and so that's when the obligation. That's when the obligation kicks in. Okay. So now we knocked out two possibilities of Rav. So Rav's case does not apply. Rav's case does not apply either. If you increase the value of the item, animal, or you decrease the value. What about now? So therefore, Kikamar Rav, Biyukro Vizula Hudakamar. He said it based in the case of market fluctuation. Where it says, okay, fine. Hechidami, what's the case? Ilema Dimikarisha Vizuza. If when he stole it, it was worth a dollar. Ulava Sov Shabra Abazuze. And at the end, I guess towards at the time when he shechs it or sells it, it's worth four, right? So he buys it, he steals it at one, he sells it, the market went up, it's a value of four. So Kain, so Karen Kain Shaganov. You pay the Karen Kain Shaganov, and therefore, and so we say that you pay the Karen Shaganov, which means you pay the Karen of one, with the Karen of one, before we're asking on the Kefir, now we're paying to the Karen, the Lema Pligi de Rava de Rava. Well, Rav would then have to be arguing on Rava, which apparently the Gemara doesn't want, even though Rav is also Tanda the Polig. We didn't answer that when it came to the prices. We want to try to make Rav fit in with everywhere. He says, the Amar Rava, what's Rava's case? Haiman de Gazel Chavisa de Chavre de Bechavre. So I go ahead and I steal a barrel of wine from you. Me'ikara Shavi Zuzah. Originally, that barrel is worth a zuz. Probably worth more, but originally it's worth a dollar. Ulvasof, and at the end, when the time the barrel is destroyed, see whether you destroyed or it's destroyed in Mela, Shavi Arba Zuzeh. It's worth four Zuzeh. So Tavro, Shasya, if the reason why it's gone is because I either broke the barrel, O Shasya, or I drank the barrel, so I did something, be a dayim to destroy it, Mishalim Arba. I have to pay four Zuzeh. Meaning I have to pay Karen's four. Well, that's the kasha right away. According to Rav, the Karen should be one because Karen getting Shagazlan. Itmar Mimela, if it broke by itself, the Chav is broke by itself, then Mishalim Zuza. But you see here, if I did something to the barrel, I drank the wine, or I broke the barrel, which is the same thing as Tavach HaMachar, which means I'm getting rid of it, right. I pay based on the Shas now, which is against Rav. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says Tavra, important Ravi. Rashi says Tavra. He says B'yadayim. If he broke it with his hands, Oshasya, or if he drank it, Mishalim Dalit. He pays four, based on the value now. Ubehamafkin Mefarish Taima, they gave the explanation, the Kol Kamad the Isa B'enei, it's very fundamental Rashi, so long as this barrel exists, B'Rishusa de Marikaima, it's still in the Rishusa of the Marikama, of the Nigzal. He didn't have Yeush, so it's still technically his, right? So he belongs to him. The Ha Ba'il Hadure, because the Ganav has an obligation to return it. Hilkach b'reshusa demara hukra. Therefore, it went up in value. It went up in value. We're in the possession of the nigzal. Vahi shaita the tavra. And at the moment that he breaks it, v'shasya hu dekagazile. That becomes the time of the gazela. At that moment, aval it bar mimela. But if it broke by himself, amam yichayev eslei. Why does he have to pay him? He shaita the gzela. Vahi shaita zuzahu. You have to pay only based on the gzela. Rashi says it seems to be that there are two points of gzela. There's a point of zeal when he actually stole the item, as a point of zeal when he actually breaks the item. So if he breaks the item, we're going to focus on that shas gazela, and therefore he pays four. But if it broke by itself, there's only one shas gazela, which is the original time, and that's what's going to pay one. Sorry, I interrupted you.
That means every single individual case on whether you pay from the original time or the time that it's, whatever happened to it,
right,
has to be now looked into to see what category it fits in.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Correct. Right, so but
you don't need anywhere else.
Don't need anywhere else. This is only one of the few places where this is only place you only need when it comes to stealing something. All right, so he says. So the Gemara then says, "Amri kika amar Rav." When does Rav give his statement? It's kigon Deme'ikara shavi arba. Originally it was worth four. L'sof shavi zuz. It's only in a market depreciation. That's when Rav says, Karen ke'in shaganov, tashlumi da'al v'hei k'shasam adam din. He stole, it was worth four, and now it's worth one. Right? So he says, arba the down to one, Karen ke'in shaganov, the Karen you pay based on the chas kazela, which would be four, tashlumi kefel, tashlum arba v'chamisha, it's k'shasam adam din, based on the value of one. So if it's just kefel, you'd end up paying five. Four for the chas kazela, and one for the hamad of adin. So there's a, you can't see, so you have to go through it. The question that we have, and maybe it's Mati what you're alluding to, is we had this case of Tavar Vishasa. He breaks it. The case was it went up in value from one to four, and I break it when it's four. So why am I chayav at that moment? So the kso says, you already stole it, so you can't steal it again. So he says, you chayav me din mazik. So that's what the kso says. The Nesiva says, no. Similar to what Rashi said, when you broke it, you, there's another maisa gazela. So therefore the maisa, you have basic. So the problem is that Gozalach Arganov, you can't, you're not your potter. You can't no pay kefal. So how can you have a second Maisa Gazela?
It's already stolen.
Right.
No. I wasn't thinking about that. That wasn't what I was trying to say. I was trying to say there's a difference between inflation and investment.
Well, that's what Gemara says here. When it came to investment, Rob doesn't say he's did. Right.
Exactly. Because if it goes up based on the fact of silver just went up and I sold silver, that's fine. If it goes up, it goes
right.
Up.
So, you're asking a good question. You're asking a good question because our case was of inflated value. Talked about Tav Rishasi. What if he didn't break it? What if it just went up in value? Correct. Right. So there's a machlokas as to whether or not. All right, we don't have time, so we're going to keep going, right? Because otherwise we're not. You could spend a zman on today's daf. Okay, so Tanya Rabbi Chiya l'siul Rav. Rabbi Chiya gives the support. He tries to prove Rav's case. Again, Rav's case is, if it's a market depreciation, Karen Gishkas Gneva, and Kefil Dava Hekshas Mada Bedin. So Tanya Rabbi Chiya l'siul Rav. Bala Bayis Shatan Shatayna's Gano B'Kadon. A Bala Bayis, So a guy is a shomer, and he claims that the pikadon that he was watching, he was a shomer, claims that it was stolen. Vinishba, and he swears about it. Vehoda, and then he admits that he swore falsely, and therefore really he has the pikadon in his hands. Ubo Edim, and the Edim came afterwards, and it's in his hands. So im achlo bo Edim hoda, if he admits before the Edim come, so Mishal and Karen, he has to pay back to Karen. And he has to pay a chomesh, he has to add a fifth, which is read the bar, which means 25%. He has to add 25%. So if the thing is worth four, he pays back four plus one. And the ashram. And he has to bring a korban ashram, because that's the ashram gzela, right? That he has to pay. But im yishabo edim hoda, but if the edim came first, and before the based on paskins, he admits, so then misham tashlumi kefel, he has to pay kefel, because he's a ganav, so he has to pay kefel. The asham, and he has to bring the korban asham because he was nishpal asheker. But the chomsho olalo bikfelo di Rabbi Yaakov. The chomesh that he has to pay is subsumed in the kefil. Rashi says it's only in a case where the chomesh and the kefil are exactly equal. Other rishonim argue. Other rishonim say that as long as the kefil is more than the chomesh, then the chomesh is included.
Okay. What you saying? He has to pay double kefil. What you saying? He's got to pay double the kefil.
No. Chomish is a fifth. Kefil is double.
I know, so he's saying he has to pay both.
He would have to pay the kefil, he has to bring the asham, and the chomish that he would have to pay is included or subsumed in the kefil payment.
In the kefil payment.
Right.
So he doesn't have to pay a separate kefil.
That's according to Rashi, if they're equal in value. So we'll get to what the case is. But Brisa continues, the Chacham, right, you guys are asking the question, most of the time there's a Brisa, then Gemara goes ahead and explains it. So you just have to be a little patient to see what the Brisa, the explanation of the Brisa. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say that the pasuk says v'heishiv hashemol b'roshov v'chamishu so mamon hamishdalim b'rosh mosif chomish mamon she'imishdalim b'rosh ein mosif chomish. He says the only time you add a chomish is if you're only paying Karen. Right? It says v'roshov v'chamishu so. Your roshov means Karen, so you add a chomish if you're only paying Karen. But if you're paying kefel, there is no. If you're paying kefel, there's no chomish. It doesn't, so he says there's no chomish. Mamash emes talim berosh, ein mosif chomish. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, he says, ein chomish v'asham mishtalim makom sheish kefel. Not only do you not have to pay the chomish, you also don't have to bring the korban asham. If you're paying kefel, then there's no obligation to put the asham. The ash, according to him, the asham and the kofer, the asham and the chomish are only if there's no kefel payment. Okay. Katani miyas, Now, what you said was, Chomsho olo bekvelo di Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov says, the Chomish counts for the kefal that's paid. That's what Rav Yaakov says. Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case? So, ilemol, if you say, dimi karishave dalet zuzim, dalet. Let's say, originally, the item that he was that was stolen was worth four. Ulav asov shav yarba. At the end, it's still worth four. So, Chomsho olo bekvelo, how is that possible? Right? Kvela arba. The kvela is four times. You have to pay double with the value, which is $4, right? Right, you pay four for the keren and four for the kefel, right? But the chomish is only 25% of it, which is a zuz. So how is it possible that by paying the kofra, the chomish, you're including the kefel? Elav must be case. It's originally when the stone is worth four. Ulvasof shavazuza. That's Rav's case. A depreciation in the value of the item. Went from 4 to 1. Tekvela vizuza, tekvela zuza, the kefal payment is zuz, vichumsha zuze, and the chumish is also zuz. It's quarter. It's 25% of what was taken, right? Which is only 1.
20%.
Which means labar, so it's 25%. So Alma, we see, so how does that work? So what's doing the valuation? How do you get to the kefal only being a zuz? It went from 4 to 1. Must mean that you're valuing the kefel, the shasam of the bedin, which is exactly what Rav says. Alma, karek ain't shaganov, tashlume kefel, tashlume dalek, the shasam of the bedin. So that's the case over here. That's a proof to Rav. The Gemara says, no, it's not a proof because they come up with a wild ukimta. Alma Rava, no. Le'olam, demikarishav ya'arba, vashanamishav ya'arba. It was four when it started, and it's four now. It didn't go down. Aye, but you asked, the kasha kfeil adal the chumshin zuzus. In that case, the kefil is four. The chumish is only 25%, which is one. How is the chumish included? They're not equal. They're not equal. So hakumay eskinon kigon shenishma v'chazav nishma abrapamin. He swore four times. I swear it's not in my possession. Okay, it's in my possession. No, I swear it's not in my possession. It does it four times. It's a wild kimpta. The Ritva points out that, how is that possible? He's a huchsa kafir. Yeah, right. So it must be, he says, the kimto, gabi kimto, he did it four different bate dinim. So v'nishma abrapamim, hoda, v'tora amran, the Torah says, v'chamishisav yosef alav, so chamishisav, it sounds like it's plural, so, ha-Torah ripsa chamishios ha-ri b'keren achad, it's possible to be chayev, multiple chomishes, that's a word, multiple chomishes for one keren. So you could make that ukimta, and then the case wouldn't be a riot to Rav. Okay.
Did he confess after every time he swore, or just once?
He swears falsely, and then admits. So that's one. He swears falsely, then he admits. That's two. He swears falsely, then he admits. That's three. He swears falsely, then he admits. That's four. Four chomish payments, 25% times four gets you to that all the way up. Four times, 25% four times gets you to 100%. He's paying the same amount, and therefore it can be subsumed in the kefal payment.
He confessed once after taking all four oaths.
Okay, so he disagrees with me. Who does he quote?
Tosos.
Okay, there you have it.
It's every Amaslo Ton on page 108.
Page 108. We're on 65, so that's why I don't say it. Okay, all right.
So Chomesh is always on the carry.
The chomish is based, one fifth of the carrot, 25% of the carrot. Yeah, yeah, because of course, because there are other people who say you don't even pay chomish with this kefil. Okay, Amar Mar. So now we're just going to go quickly digress to explain what's going on here with this chomish. What's the machlokes between the chachamim? What was the other person? It was Rav Yaakov and Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So Amar Mar, Chachamim Omer Beroshel V'Chamishisav Mamim Mishtan Berosh Mosif Chomish Mamim Mishtan Berosh Emosif Chomish. You only pay the Chomish if you're only paying Karen. If you're paying Kefil, there's no Chomish. So Mar says Aval Asham Maisi, but you still bring the Asham. Even if you're paying Kefil, you still bring the Korban Asham. Maishnai Chomish Lo Mishalim. What's your logic why you don't pay the Chomish penalty? Dixiv Berosho V'Chamishisav, because it says Berosho to Karen, you pay a fifth. But Shemar says, according to that logic, Ashim Nami Lo Mishalim. You should also have to bring the Korban Ashim. Daksiv Birosho. I guess in the next pasuk is V'chamishus, and that it says Birosho V'chamishusav Yosef Alav. The next word is it's Birosho V'chamishusav. That's one, and then the pasuk continues, which is the next pasuk V'es Ashamo, and the Ashim continuation of the next pasuk. That's so the Asham also should only be included if it's Rosh, only Rosho. But if there's Kefil, there shouldn't be a Korban Asham. So Amar Lach Rabban, and Rabban will say, no, Es Paske Kra. The word Es, the word Es is a separation. It breaks up the Psukim, and therefore it's a new topic. It doesn't continue from the previous line. I have Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon Yochai says that, no, once you have Kefil, you don't pay Komish, and also you don't pay the Asham. So what does he do? Doesn't S break it up? So he says, V'es Avekra, it's a Vav Chibur, the Vav connects it. So therefore they're still connected. Aye, if the Vav connects it, what do the Rabbanan do? Rabbanan Amrilach, lo lichtav rachmana lo Vav, lo S. Don't write the Vav, don't write the S. You don't have to write either of them. You know, that's not to be there. Like the Pasuk reads, right, V'chamishisho Yosef alav l'asher hu lo yitnenu b'yom ha'shemaso. The next Pasuk says, V'es ha'shemoy elvi l'ashem. According to the Chachamim, if the V'es is a continuation, then the V'es does not a separation. Why is it there? If you can read according to Shimon Yochai, just continue the pasuk and then Hashem Oyevil Hashem. What do you have? What's the S there for? It doesn't have to be there. So once it's lo lichtav rachmana lo vav below S. Rav Shimon Yochai Amar Lachach, no, I need the S because S lo sagi the lo kasev. The S had to be written la suki be mamon gavoa the mamon lehedjot because the S has to separate. But there are two payments. There's the chomish that goes to the person who you took solo from, and the Hashem goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So two separate payments, the S separates between the two payments. So therefore, I need the S. But the Vav, therefore, so I don't need the Vav, though. So the Vav is the Vav HaChibor, and it connects, right? S lo sag lo chasev, lav suke bein mamon le gvo le vein mamon le hejot, hil lo chasev vav, avi le kra. So that's why he says, the Shem ben Yochai says that the S is a Chibor, it's a continuation, and therefore, it's just like you only pay the Chomesh if there's only Karen, so it's only bring the Korban Asham if there's only a Karen. And the Chacham say, the S is... The S and the V'es is a separation, and therefore the only thing that doesn't get paid with Kefil is Chomish, but the Ashram you'd still have to bring. Okay. Next, back to Geneva. You enter the world of Shinui. And you have Shinui Kone. There, when a god of steals something, or gods of steal something, there are certain kinyonim that are there. If there's a change, different types of Shinui. There's a shina biyadai, there's a shina maisa, it breaks, there's a shina Hashem, all the types of shinoi, that's that now the god's on his kona, the object becomes his. Naftamina would be if the object becomes his, if he shechs it after it becomes his, he no longer has to pay dal vehei. You only pay dal vehei if you shecht it, you only pay dal vehei if you shecht it when it belongs to the nigzal. If it belongs to you, obviously it belongs to you, but you have repayment obligations, but you don't have other certain things now changed because you have these kinyonim are in there. Okay.
When you shecht it, are you also being
mishanet? Even if it's blown. So the Gemara talks about that. So if you hold that the shechita is at the beginning of there's a machlok of when shechita takes place. If you see the halachic determination of shechita is at the beginning of the shechita, then it's not a kasha. But
the Gazan causes the shinoi.
Yeah, he could cause a if a guy steals a piece of wood and turns it into a chair. That's the case in the ninth parak. Okay, so Amar Rav Ila says as follows: Ganav Tale v'Nasa Ayo. You steal like a sheep, and it turns into a grown, it matures into the ram. So basically, what we have here is this is a Shinu Mimela, just by itself, it changes. Egel v'Nasa Shor. You steal a calf, and it turns into a shor. Nasa Shinu Biyado. There's a Shinoi in his hand. V'Kano, and therefore he's Kone it. He's Kone Tava Humachar. So therefore, if he shechs it or sells it after that Shinoi takes place, Shalohu Toveach, Shalohu Mocher. It is his, it's still his, and therefore there's no Dal of Hay payment. It's Shalohu Mocher, Shalohu Toveach.
Okay, so
Esve, so I mean, you're getting ready. If you have time, you'll talk about different types of Shinoi. So Esve, Rav Chanina Rav Yila. Rav Chanina Rav Yila asked the Kasha to Rav Yila. That's not true. We're the following Brisa. Ganav Tole V'Nasa Ayel, Egel V'Nasa Shor, Mitam Mishalim Tashlume Kefel, Tashlume Abar V'Chamisha, Ke'en Sheganav. You pay the dalad vehei based on the time of the theft. Now the isak adaitach kanya b'shinoi, and if you think that this shinoi creates a kinyan, am I mishalim? Why is he paying dalad vehei? Shalohu toveach shalohu mocher. It's his. So what's he do? There's no shinoi. So you could say, and we should point out, how can it be? What is Rabbi Chanina arguing on the whole concept of shinoi? Or maybe just arguing the concept of the Shinu Mimela. Tosfos Rit points out, like you said, this is just a Shinu Mimela, so maybe he's only arguing about that. Okay. So he says, Amrolei, so Rav Yila says back to him, you can't ask me from this Brisa, because this Brisa is messed up. The LMI, Shinoi lo kone? So you can tell me that Shinoi is not kone. So if Shinoi is not kone, amai mishalem ke ain shagunov. So why is he paying the dal vehei based on the shas kaneva? He should pay the dal vehei lishalem ke hashta based on that. We just established that with Rav, that you pay dal vehei ke shas some other bedin. So your price is messed up to begin with. I'm not going to argue with that. Who says no? Amr lei, he says back to him, ki hashta haina time lo mishalem. The reason why, and this is difficult, it's, the reason why he's not paying based on now is because the Amr lei, because the Ghana can tell the Bailim, Torah Ghana come imcha, Dikru Ghana come, I stole a shore from you, I stole a small animal. In other words, even though it's not Kone, you can't say Haresha Chalof Anecha. You can't return exactly what I stole. So I'll return you what I stole. So there is this, according to Rabbi Chanina, there is a Shinoi. It's not a significant enough Shinoi to create Kinyonim, but it's a significant enough Shinoi to allow the God to claim that what he's returning is not what he stole. You have to look into that also. You have to. Okay. So Amrulay.
That brings some serious questions.
Right? So Amrulay, so we don't have time. So Amrulay, so he says back to him, so Rabbi Loss says to him, but you're saying, Rahman and Nitzlam Haidaita, God save us from your logic. But these guys are really getting emotionally involved. So Rabbi Chanina says back to Rabbi Law, Adir Rabba, Rachman Nitzlam Haidaita Didach. No, you're off the rocker. You're crazy. So they're very emotionally involved in their because he's going to say, why is it being Conan? There was no Shinoi here. What'd you do? It just happened by itself? What happens automatically?
Yes.
One says yes, one says no. Tosos asks, good question. He says, Toso says, hey, we didn't get to it yet, but hey, velo shinehem. He says, Tema. Let's get to it in a moment. Okay. So Masif le Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera says, V'niknayu b'shinu Hashem. Forget this idea that it changed in its physical status change. We also have the concept in Shinu Hashem. If its classification changes, if it's called something else, you count for that change. And that Shinu Hashem, we see later on in the Gemara, also creates a kinyan. So here it was a calf, now it's a cow. So the Shinu Hashem, the Shinu of the name, not Hashem, Shinu Hashem should create a kinyan. So Amarav, no, Rav says you're right. Shinu Hashem does create a kinyan, but here it's not a Shinu Hashem. Because based on the Pesukim in the Torah, they call the same thing. Right? Amar Rava, Hashor ben Yomo Kari Shor, and Ayel ben Yomo Kari Ayim. Even if it's a day old, it's still called, in the Torah, it's still called an ox. It's still called a ram. It's not called a shepsula. It's still called when it grows. Because Shor ben Yomo Kari Shor Diksiv, Shor or Kesev O'ez Ki Yivali. A Shor or Kesev O'ez when it's born. See, when it's born, it's called a Shor. Right? Ayel ben Yomo Kari Ayel, and Ayel ben Yomo is called an Ayel Diksiv. This is why when Yaakov's yelling at Lavan that he says the Eli Tzon Chalo Achalti, and I didn't eat any of your Eilim or your Tzon. So Eilim Hu Delo Achal, but Kvasim Achal. What's Yaakov saying? I only didn't eat the grown ones, but I ate the small ones. No, he's saying everything. El Ashma Mina Eil Ben Yom Kura Eil. So you see that the Shinoi Hashem is a good Shinoi, but here there is no Shinoi Hashem because they're still classified as the same item. But the Gemara says, become a kasha. Nevertheless, the Brisa is still a kasha on Rav Hillel, right? Rav Hillel says the Shinoi of the shore into the keves into the ayo, or the tle into the ayo, or the eagle into the shore creates the Shinoi, and therefore Tavach Shalom Tavach Hamacher is his. The Brisa says it's not his. So what's going on? So Amar Rav Sheish says, not Hamani. Who is that Brisa? That Brisa is Beis Shammai. That Brisa is the Shita of Beis Shammai, who doesn't hold the concept of Shinoi. Who says, the Amar, Shtamri Shinoi b'mekomos omedes v'lo kane. No concept of Shinoi, according to Beis Shammai.
No matter what you call it.
Nothing doesn't make a difference. If you change something in that kone, he doesn't have this idea of Shinoi kone, at Bechlau. He doesn't have the idea of according to right now, Beis Shammai seems to say that there is no concept of Shinoi kone. It does not hold of it.
Isn't it the Gemara that
you
have a piece of wood turned into a chair?
So that's Kohen Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai doesn't agree with that. That's a Mishnah. Beis Shammai is a Tana. That doesn't hold of that Mishnah. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of that. So the Gemara says, what's the proof of Beis Shammai? The sign that's fascinating proof. We're going to prove it from Eslan Zona. Eslan Zona means it's the payment that you give for a prostitute. That money can, or whatever that object, you gave, let's say you paid for the prostitute with Chashol, you paid it with a sheep. That sheep can't be used for a carbon, because it's meus, it's disgusting. So the Tanya, Nostan lav be'esnena, chitin, let's say you gave her wheat, and she goes ahead, v'asa'an solis, she makes it into flour. You gave her zaysin, you gave her olives, v'asah shemen, and she turns it into oil. Or anavim, you gave her grapes, v'asah yayin, she makes it into wine. So tani chado aser, one brisa says that just because she changed the item into a new item, it's still aser to be brought to in the base of Mekdosh, because it's still the psul of esnan zona. But tani chado, and another brisa says, mutter, it's permitted, because you changed the status of the item. The Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Tini Gurion Dime Asperuk, I think that's the name of a person, Gurion says, Beishamai Osen Beishilo Maiturin. It's Machlok Beishamai Beishilo. Beishamai says, the change and the status, that doesn't create any halakhic status, and Beishilo says it does create halakhic status. Right? So the question is, what's the comparison? Is it like a real comparison? Right, how can you compare Esnan to Shiva? So the Gemara, so Tosfos says it is. Tosfos says, look at Tosfos ha. You only Tosfos ha. Second, it says the fourth line. It says v'im tomar. Mata, your question. Heichim idamula. What's the comparison? The ma'in and Esnan itzul shinoi. What's the comparison between Esnan and Shinoi? So he says v'yishlom what kasavar the ish shinoi kone. Im kain roi hu lahatir shinoi be esnon the chashiv ka'acher. The idea of shinoi is shinoi creates a new object. So if by esnon it create changing the item creates a new object, so too by geneva changing the item would create a new object. So according to Beis Hillel, the esnon when she changes the wheat into flour, she changed the object. It's a change. So if you would steal wheat and change it into flour, it's the same change. That's how Tosos reads it. Right, it's basically the proof is that a change changes the chefza. Okay, fine. Tosas Arid says no, it's not a complete same thing because what's the change that we had now? Approving here, the change we have now is you stole a young calf and it turns into a cow. So if I paid the esnon with a young calf, it turns into a cow. Can she now bring it?
No.
So the comparison is, according to Tosfos Arid, is that, yeah, it's a flexible comparison. Just like by Esnan, you have a concept of Shinoi in its halachos, so too by Geneva, you'll have a concept of Shinoi in its halachos. But the comparison is not exactly the same.
The comparison is perfect, because Esnan is something that starts off Mias,
but all the Tosfos Arid is saying is that the halachos are not the same. The halachos of change do not go across the board. Just because something is considered a change by Geneva doesn't necessarily mean it's a change by Esnan. Its idea is that since something by Esnan that has a concept of change, so to begin with, you have a concept of change.
Tomorrow, if you gave the Zona a sheep,
right,
and it turned into whatever, a ram later,
right,
whatever it turns into,
right,
that's the same thing.
No, so that's Tosfos reports that it's not. But the halachas of Esnan do not allow you to bring that.
That's right. Because it was
made. Shinoi does not exist by Esnan.
Exactly.
So it's not a complete comparison.
Right.
That's all.
So the Gemara should give it as an example.
So that's not a complete comparison. No, it's what the Gemara. So Tosfos is saying that there are concepts of change. There are concepts of change by Esnan. So whatever the halacha allows to be a change by Esnan, by Shinoi, that allows by Esnan. And whatever Shinoi, if we have a concept of Shinoi by Geneva.
Okay, so Geneva, if you use the Esnan's example.
But it's not an Esnan example. It's a flexible comparison. Tosfos says it's the same.
Because it's not. But it's giving different examples. If you were to get, you have a god over here has steals wheat,
right,
steals grain,
right,
and he turns it into wheat.
Right.
That's an apples and apples comparison.
Correct. So but some of them are the same, but some of them are different. Some of the halachos are the same, some of them are different. Right. That's the Esnan's question. So the Gemara then says, Machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel. So my time is the Beishamai. So what's the svara of Beishamai? Diksiv, because it says by Esnan, it says Kidovas Hashem Gam Shnehem. Gam, also, l'rabo shinuyehem, to come to include their shinoy, that it's also included in the thing that's usher. Ubeis Hillel, it says, heim velo shinuyehem. I guess he sort of breaks up the words, right? It doesn't say heim, it says kitovas shnehem. So the heim, and not their shinoy. Ubeis Shammai says, what's the heim? Heim velo velo dosehem. That what's usher is what's given to the S to the zona, not what's born from it. Ubeis Hillel, tarti shamis minei. Beis Hillel, you learn out two things. Heim v'lo shnehem, v'heim v'lo v'adoseim. Fine. Beis Hillel, haksiv gam. Doesn't all say the word gam, that Ubeis Shammai learned out. So, gam l'beis Hillel kasha. Gam for Beis Hillel is a question. The problem that Tosfos points out, I wanted to before, is that over here we seem to learn the concept of shinoi, that shinoi is kone, or shinoi, the concept of shinoi exists, because it says heim v'lo shinuyehem. Tosfos asked, in tomorrow's daf, right, the besamach toitema, the besamach nafkalim, the rava, the shinoi kone mikra achrina. We have another pasuk that shinoi is kone. What's the other Pashino is calling it? It says, Tiksiv Asher Gozo. The Heshiv is a Gzela Asher Gozo. And the Gemara learns out, Ke'en Shagozo Yachzer. You only return what you stole. If it changed, you don't return it. So why do I need another? Why does Hillel need another Pasuk? What's the second Pasuk for, what's the second Pasuk for Shinoi? So, all right, just leave it there with Tosfos Kasha. Know that there's a machlokas as to how Shinoi works. I guess we'll stop here. Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. All right.